World leaders have promised more than $12 billion to develop vaccines and trial drugs to fight the coronavirus in a special online summit. That amount has been described as a down payment on what's likely to be needed over the long term. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, also took part in the virtual meeting, pledging millions, but there wasn't anyone from the Trump administration on the call. Rachel Mealy reports.
This wasn't any ordinary video conference. It brought together leaders of governments and financial institutions from around the world to tackle the world's biggest problem, COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison took part.
And now we go to Down Under, to Australia, with a message from Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
G'day from Australia. We're very pleased to be part of this important event today, and I want to thank the European Commission for bringing us all together for this important purpose. COVID-19 is putting us all to the test, and it is a test we are all rising to.
The Prime Minister pledged $352 million to the global effort.
This is a great shared project by the peoples of the world with a clear purpose to find that vaccine for COVID-19, a safe vaccine available to all, affordable to all.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the money raised is essential to ensure a vaccine or drug treatment can be shared around the world.
We need to develop, produce and deploy them to every single corner of the world. And we must ensure that they are available and affordable for all. And this is why we must all chip in to finance this truly global endeavour.
But the task at hand was not underestimated. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it's a long road ahead.
Today's pledging event is so important. This virus will be with us for a long time, and we must come together to develop and share the tools to defeat it.
Amidst the global effort, which has seen dozens of drug trials and vaccine development programs around the world, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has donated $10 million to the Murdoch Children's Research Institute to investigate whether a vaccine to prevent tuberculosis in children can also help fight coronavirus. Lead researcher Professor Nigel Curtis says the vaccine is already being trialled on healthcare workers in Australia.
Well, it means that as well as recruiting healthcare workers in Australia, we're now able to recruit over 4,000 healthcare workers in Europe, specifically in the Netherlands and Spain. And this means that we can get a faster result and a better estimate of the effect of this vaccine on COVID-19.
That's Professor Nigel Curtis from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and Rachel Mealy was our reporter there.